Hi, it's Philip here with a quick audio boo from the European Communications Summit, which took place for the last 2 days here in Brussels. Real interesting summit this year. One very specific thing that came up is that the topic of social media, which previously on the other summits in previous years was discussed separately, now found its way in all the other sessions. You know, when you went to a session about internal comms, well, people spoke about social media. The sessions on crisis communications, people mentioned social media. So it was really interesting to see. Now, is that a sign that suddenly European communicators see social media as a really impactful thing happening? Do they grasp the full content of it? I don't know. There were really interesting conversations here. Some of them very basic stuff, like, you know, how do you start to monitor these things? And others, which were already a bit further ahead, talking about, you know, measuring influence and tactics being applied and what have you. So really interesting. Another thing also, today, the last day, we had first results from the European Communication Monitor 2009. That's a study. It's a yearly study by the University of Leipzig, led by Dr. Ansgar Zerfass. And interesting findings here when we look again at social media. In one question, it is asked that European communicators would rank types of social media which have an impact on corporate communications. And I'm just going to read you which ones have the most impact according to their importance. And amazing to see is that social networks are on the first place with 69%. Second place is online videos. Third place is blogs. Fourth place is RSS feeds, which, you know, I wouldn't agree with, because I think RSS feeds are the basis for these communication types. Then podcasting, then Twitter, which is in the list. Below Twitter is wikis, and then virtual worlds completely at the end. And again, I mean, these are just the first results of a complete study, which will be published in September, and it's called the European Communications Monitor. You will probably be able to find that. Next to that, the speakers. We had really top speakers this year again. Very interesting topics. One which stands out for me, but that's pretty personal, because, you know, after 10 years of IBM, I was really excited to meet Mike Wing, which is the senior, is the vice president of strategic communications at IBM, and the guy behind the Smarter Planet strategy. So we had a really great time. We had dinner yesterday evening, and today again we spoke about communications, of course, about war stories at IBM, but also really in-depth, almost philosophical discussions about, you know, what communications is doing with the world, with companies, and with people. It was really interesting. Glad I've met him. And that's about it for these 2 days. Looking forward to the next summit. Learned a lot from other people, from interactions, from discussions, like always at these summits. And I've got a lot of follow-up to do with a couple of people, and which I will do, of course. And all the things I've learned here, you know, looking forward to implement them at Van Marke. Some of them will be very relevant for our business. So overall, a very interesting summit. And you will probably be able to also check the presentations on the website, and maybe still replays of the videos, because every session, I think, or almost every session, was taped. And the website of the EACD, of the European Association of Communication Directors, is at www.eacd-online.eu. And from there, you should probably find the website with all the hosted material, presentations and video, etc., of these 2 days. Good, that was me reporting from Brussels, from the European Communications Summit 2009. Have fun, be safe, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.